Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us tonight. This is the third week of Virtual Hemingways. Thank you to Halsey and White Whale, of course, for being our partners this season. We could not do it without them. They really saved the Hemingway series this year, so we can't thank them enough. And thanks to our great readers tonight, all the poets we're going to read. I'm excited to listen to them. And thanks to Joan Bauer, my partner, in this endeavor. So buckle up. Should be a great evening of poetry. I just want to start. I'll start by saying, so yesterday was Memorial Day. So family legend in my family was that my grandfather landed in Normandy on D-Day. But he never once spoke about it that I'm aware of. He never spoke of his military service to anyone. I know that my father, when my father got back from the service overseas, tried to engage my grandfather in conversations about shared experiences and such, but my grandfather would never say a word about any of it. My other grandfather, who died almost a year to the day before I was born, also served. I of course didn't get to meet him since he had died the previous year. I only knew him through photos and family stories, and also his service medals were passed down to me. And I remember quite vividly spending a lot of time looking at those medals and his Bronze Star in particular, which I still have stored away to pass on to my son. I bring this up because normally, in a normal Hemingway season, this reading would have probably been a Memorial Day reading. Joan and Jimmy always included a Memorial Day reading, inviting poets and writers to come in and read their work about their experiences in the service and during wartime and peacetime as well. So before we started tonight, I just wanted to acknowledge all of our friends who have come through the series over the years and have participated in that. And I wanted to read two very short poems by two friends of the series. First one is a poem by Bruce Weigel, who we had really hoped would be able to join us this season, but unfortunately could not. So this is Bruce Weigel's When Saigon Was French. I remember Francois crossing the room in a naked blur, in the hotel on Trung Hung Do, dark except for flares falling in the cemetery, catching on the window, as if the caches of weapons would be visible. She was looking for something, a cigarette or some more clothes. It was her idiosyncrasy to move around afterwards, as it was mine to lie still. With the understanding that this was a war in which no one was called to duty, a war with no fronts. I was a day away from leaving and didn't want to go. A boy comes 6,000 miles from Ohio to fall in love with a French girl, to lord over my block of the black market and spend my money on cocaine. All that beautiful dying when Saigon was French. And the second poem I'm going to read is by Matt Borzon, Erie PA poet. He's read through the series a few times. This is called Finished. I sometimes imagine what it would be like to be done, to have nothing left to say about that war, that hospital, those ghosts, those nightmares. No more words for the dead children, and no words to describe the texture of a skin graft, or a stump, or the smell of a colostomy bag. No more words about death and fear and smoke and ash, or dreams that fill my reality like home movies. To put this down not for a minute, but forever. To have finally said it enough times that even I have to believe that it's over and it's time to move on. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks for coming out tonight. Thank you.